Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning. Hope everybody's doing well. And of course, this is the second Tuesday of the month, which means it is time for the Coffeyville City Commission meeting tonight, which means in studio with me this morning is Coffeyville City Manager Mark Hall. Good morning, sir. How are you doing today?
Good morning, and it's always a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you in today, sir. And a few things going on the of the meeting tonight. Quite a bit of new business, but before we get to the new business, just a few things. You have a few items on the consent agenda, and also some regular agenda items, it looks like.
Yes. Of course, the consent agenda, it does have our appropriations in it, and that's $1,145,000. There is some electric in that. Of course, there's wages and things, but that's a little different. Usually it's up 4 or 5 million. But, and then, of course, there's the ordinance of the cost of service update, and that was presented at the last meeting. And it is one of those, it's designed to make rates fair, so we'll see a little adjustment, and residential should see some slightly decrease, but it is one of those that we do this every so often to make sure that we're right and the cost of service is correct. So they reviewed that last meeting, and it'll be up again for the second reading. And then, of course, we move down to the regular agenda items, and there's public hearings. And in that, we have the public hearing of the 2021 budget. It is for commission consideration, and just want to say that the commission worked very hard with staff. We know that everybody out there is controlling expenses, tightening their belts, and getting through this. And the city has to do that also. So for their consideration as it stands, the city, if the commission approves the budget, has no intention of raising the mill levy. And so we think that's a good thing for the public, and the commission, of course, they do not want to raise the mill levy at all. But then it is certification in municipal budget. That gives more. It gives the amount of $2,511,000. Which roughly, just explaining a little of the budget, is of our entire budget, which includes the electric service and that, property taxes is only 3%. And in our general fund, which is where property tax goes, it's roughly about just 17%. And that's floats in there. That's usually normal for cities. We are, keeping the mill levy proposed at 53.022 mills. But sometimes I get asked, where does property goes and what is it in the grand scheme of things? And like I say, our overall budget, it's just 3%. And out of the general fund, it's roughly ranges between 14 and 17%. So that'll be for the commission. And then Peggy Steele has a presentation of her properties that she's been working on. And that leads into, which is for commission consideration in the new business, is we have a distressed housing reinvestment program, and she is applying for a loan, which is a part of that program, and it's to revitalize and bring back into service distressed properties, which otherwise would sit vacant and possibly in the future be torn down. So that's a good program, and she'll move that. And then we move to the authorization of an agreement for a with a company for our line clearance tree trimming. I almost can't say it. But
try to say that three times fast.
Yes, and that's for the electric service. That is, they contract that out, and it clears trees and limbs and that from the lines. Last night, the storm went through. We did have some, and that's why we always want to keep on top of trees. We did have a couple that fell and then took down the line that was for the home. Mm-hmm. We didn't have an outage, but it was one of those
individual outages, pretty much.
Yeah.
Not a system outage.
Not a system. And they got right on top of that and fixed up. In fact, one of the residents came out and was just amazed how quickly, and of course with the heat and humidity and this stuff, that you'd really like electric service for some air conditioning or
right.
a fan. So she came out and thanked the electric department for all that they did and how speedy they were and got right on top of
it. Yeah, Municipal Light and Power, they do a fantastic job. Of course, I think it was last month or the month before where they won an award for efficiency for uptime.
Yes,
So it is like 99. I can't remember. It was some crazy rate that you just don't see everywhere. And they do a great job over there.
We're a little proud of our electric department, just a little bit.
Should be. So,
yep. And then we move on to it's a resolution. It's a public hearing for consideration of vacating streets for the CVR, which is Coffeyville Resources expansion area. And that is a project that's been going along. It is to expand over on the east side. And this is on certain streets that there is, no housing or these things.
Right. There's no need for them anymore, pretty much.
No. And this clears that up. And then we move on to... which I'm always excited about grants.
We are always excited about grants. It's free money. So.
Participation from the state. This is to KDOT. It's for an improvement. And what this is a highway improvement. It's on 169, which is South Walnut. It's roughly around the 15th equivalent area and 169. And we've had repairs and repairs and repairs over that. And this is to request from KDOT assistance for completing those repairs and making that, more travelable.
Mm-hmm.
So
not as rough, basically.
Not as rough. That's it.
That's the best way to put it.
Looking for words today. And then we move on to, and it's another request from KDOT, and this is for the engineering for some more Safe Routes to School project. It is one of those. That's another grant, and puts in sidewalks and these things and makes it a safe walking path for children, and also adults can use that as an alternative form of transportation that we get out and walk around. But then we'll move on, and this is a first reading of a rezoning of 901 South Lewark Street, and it is one of those. What the board approved, the zoning board, was for that address to go from a C3 to a C4. And what that does is allow more usage. There are different types of things that businesses fall in a C3, and the largest group is a C4. But this is going to be
allows for more business to move into that address.
And the owner of that plans to do storage and shipping out of that. So that was previously approved by the Planning and Zoning Board, and now it goes before the commission for consideration. And then we move on to, this is a resolution for consideration for the purchase order, and this is $477,000 is property insurance coverage for the electric utility system, which also is for the boiler and machinery machinery at the power plant. So that'll be, and then we move on to the city's manager's report. Of course, if you tuned in last meeting, just taking a little time to compliment our police department in review of numbers and statistics. 2014 was a pinnacle year for crime. It is one of those that in our state of the city, we always compare to that, how we're doing. And of course, compared to that year, it is down considerably.
Right.
I mean, some groups were down over 50%.
Wow.
In some forms of crime.
That's amazing.
But it is, we received the 2019 report, and in that, Coffeyville is, and we do have a ways to go, but Coffeyville crime is coming down. And we're doing new things, and I just want to reach out and thank the police department again for making Coffeyville safe. It's a never-ending battle, and we appreciate the community, you know, always giving us a call if they see something that we can go out and investigate. Please do. It's one of those, we're all in this together, and an extra pair of eyes if you see
always
some.
Helps.
Oh, yes. So, but I want to thank the police department for all their hard work and appreciate what they're doing. But other than that, the commission meeting, that's about it for tonight.
And, of course, if you would like to attend the commission meeting, how can they get there? And it'll start at 6:30, correct?
Yes, 6:30. If you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side of the building, and park, there's a ramp to a single door, which is on the east side, the northeast side. If you'll go through that single door and turn to your left, there's an elevator, and you can come up to the second floor. The commission, you'll see the commission meeting there. We are practicing social distancing, and masks are required, but of course the community is welcome, and we appreciate input. Of course, we always love good, but we understand that we listen to what the public says.
Right. Sometimes, I mean, like, especially with maybe some roads here and there, maybe the commission doesn't know about that.
Yes.
The squeaky wheel gets the oil. So at least you can bring it to the attention, because maybe the commission may not know about that particular road. So
and they're always willing to listen.
Absolutely. So, again, that meeting is tonight, coming up at 6:30 at City Hall. So be sure to get over there if you're interested in all this stuff going on today. If you can hold on right after we get off air, sir, I do need to ask you a question real quick, though.
You bet.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.